Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to the Qalb Institute podcast, Companions of the Quran. This Ramadan, Qalb is committed to provide education and programs to all aspects of our local community as well as across the world. To help in this effort and invest in your Sadqa Jariyah, visit supportqalb.com and help us expand our efforts. Jazakallah khair and thank you for your continued support. Assalamu alaikum.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله الأسكياء وأصحابه الأتقياء أما بعد. In one of the very first revelations the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم received, Allah سبحانه وتعالى commanded the Prophet of Allah to commit to the Qur'an. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. And this message of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam committing to the Qur'an, making time every day, every night for the Qur'an, was very clear. يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُزَّمِّلْ قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. This was the second revelation that came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That every night you need to dedicate some time to the Qur'an. Make sure from your 24-hour day there is a significant time where you sit with the Qur'an. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is being told by Allah, don't let days and weeks and months pass by and you haven't opened up the Qur'an and spent time with it. Why is that? Well, there are many reasons, but one thing is the journey of prophethood wasn't going to be easy. It was going to be full of ups and downs. After the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received that first revelation, he went to Waraqa bin Nawfal, a relative of his wife Khadija radiallahu anha. And when Khadija radiallahu anha's uncle Waraqa bin Nawfal heard the entire story, he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that your people are going to turn against you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was puzzled that why would they turn against me? They recognize me as As-Sadiq, the truthful one, Al-Amin, the trustworthy one. Why are they going to turn against me? So he said, any person that has come with a message similar to yours was turned against by his people. Life's going to be a little difficult. And when things get hard, when things get difficult, you have to ground yourself. You need to hold on to something that's firm, that won't let you go. Kind of like when you get on a roller coaster, and you know there are going to be a bunch of twists and turns and circles, and there's going to be a lot of speed and slowing down and speeding up, slowing down and speeding up. To stop you from being flung off of the ride, you have to pull that seat buckle down and secure yourself in. فَقَدِ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. And that rope that we're looking to tie ourselves with, that chain that we're looking to hold on to, that buckle which will ground us and keep us safe with the wild, crazy realities of life, is the Qur'an. Therefore, the kuffar, the non-believers, objected to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنُ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدَةً. Allah azza wa jal tells us in Surah Furqan that the non-believers said that why doesn't the Qur'an just come down upon this Prophet all at once? If the Qur'an is revealed all at once, we can see what the Qur'an is and this story can be done. But with this Prophet, rather than the Qur'an coming and being revealed to him in one go, a part of it is revealed today, and then a few days later, another verse, and a few days later, another verse, and a few days later, another verse. And the beauty about all of this was, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was unlettered. He had never learned to read or write in his life, yet he was bringing to them every day something so unique that one sentence was enough to shatter the entire framework of Arabic poetry. A legacy they were very proud of. And it didn't just happen once that someone can say the man fluked it. It happened every few days again, and every few days again, and every few days again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why was it that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received that Quran over 23 years? كَذَلِكْ لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكْ. So we can make your heart firm. So we can give you the strength that you need to deal with life and its challenges. So you learn to face it head on. Everyone needs someone. Everyone needs something. Everyone needs a system to help them cope with life. Out there in the world, what people deal with when they get overwhelmed, they drink up a little bit. They snort up a little bit. They inject themselves because life is very difficult. You have to sometimes numb your senses to move on with life, but we don't look to numb our senses. We look to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, again regarding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَكُلَّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. That all these stories in the Quran of the Prophets, O Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we reveal them to you to bring strength to your heart. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was overwhelmed in life, like we get overwhelmed, and we begin to babble, and some of us turn to songs, and some of us turn to just cursing and swearing, and someone else just gets very, very vulgar and abusive. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was overwhelmed, what would he do? He would start reading those du'as of the Quran. مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. Because he had a relationship with the Quran, he would start remembering the verses of the Quran that were revealed. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu says that in the battle of Badr, I followed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet of Allah on repeat was repeating and reciting one verse. سَيُهُزَمُ الْجَمْعُ وَيُوَلُّونَ الدُّبُرِ سَيُهُزَمُ الْجَمْعُ وَيُوَلُّونَ الدُّبُرِ. He kept reciting this verse again and again, that this group, سَيُهُزَمُ الْجَمْعُ, the group that has gathered against us will be defeated. وَيُوَلُّونَ الدُّبُرَ, and they will turn and run away from the battlefield. He's reading this verse hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it and is committing to those verses of the Quran as he continues to push forward. So now turning to us. As our lives present us with those weak moments, don't turn away from revelation, turn to revelation. Make your connection with the Quran one that is familiar, one that is normal, one that you're very comfortable with. Don't be a foreigner with the Quran. A few verses every day, a few pages every day. So when you feel like you're under the weather, or you feel the world is turning against you, or you feel some anxiety, you turn to the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your cure lies in many places of the world. There are different people out there, different professions that will help you reach the next place that you need to go in life. But that journey always needs to start with وَرَطَّلْنَاهُ تَرْتِيلًا وَرَطِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. It needs to start with the Qur'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to find strength through the Qur'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us grounded through the Qur'an. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be resurrected with the companions of the Qur'an. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.